it's not going to be very long. All I want you to do is have... No, I want you over here. I'll show you. Let's put it in video mode. Kind of like zoom in. Like, and it's fine that it's shakier a little bit. Just kind of like get my face. Like almost like you're another angle of me talking to somebody and that other somebody is the camera. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So like maybe zoomed in right about here. Somebody. About two times. Does that look good?
We'll just leave it on that.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's bogan.
Okay. Yeah. Alright, you know what you're doing? Okay, I'm recording sound. Recording video. Are you recording video?
You want to be in the center?
No, I don't really care how you do this. Like, try to keep me a little left to center, but like just sort of, it's okay if you move around because the whole point is it's steady cam. All right, we're all recording. Okay, so.
I'm recording now.
Okay. All right, so that's for sound. Okay. All right, think corporate America. What? Just help me do this and then I won't ask you for this ever again. Well, that's fine. Just as long as that one can't. Okay. I've been creating since I was, like, a little kid.
Real quick.
What?
I can see the lamp.
Oh, okay. Well, then what do you have to... Like that? Just move where you can't see the lamp.
But then I can see the computer.
I don't mind the computer. Actually, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. I need to bring the computer up, too. I wanted to have my YouTube video playing. I'm sorry, this will take like 10 minutes. I just need to talk to the camera.
You're not going to be left of center anymore. I can't do that without...
That's me. Fine. It doesn't matter if you're left of center. It doesn't...
Do you want your video in it?
No, not on yours. Just you, you're, it's a documentary, basically.
Okay.
You're like the other... Callie, you get out of here. You're cute, but you gotta go. Okay.
Callie.
Seriously, you gotta go. Go, go, go. All right.
I'm not ready. Hold on.
Okay. I've been creating since I was 5 years old. Ever since my mom basically let me borrow a VHS camera, and then slowly and surely it went from being the family camera to just sort of being my camera. I've been making movies, I've been making art, I've been making and creating things since basically as long as I can remember. The computer, the digital art form, it's sort of always been something that's just... been a part of me no matter what I've done, and it's something that I've strove to do been striving to do since I was basically the same age. Since I was a child, I have wanted to do art, wanted to create, I want to make stuff, and I've done that in my life. Basically, I've done a bunch of different things. I've done YouTube. I've been on YouTube. I've created videos. I do like movie reviews. I do different sorts of things. I've created a full length, feature length machinima, which is a computer generated animation, a video game movie, where I've written and directed and acted. I've done it professionally. I've been a freelance technical writer where I've provided people with editing and editing their copy and providing them with you know, influence and insider information. I don't have insider information, but providing them with, you know, information, how to write. I've helped edit people's papers, both like scholarly and business. Working for the exchange, I've basically been both a manager as well as a media manager, media assistant. And what that basically entitled was I've been involved with numerous productions for commercials. I've helped pre-design some of our business cards. I've helped design signs and different things in the store. I've been a part of commercials where I've helped write and edit and star in different advertisements for the exchange. I'm gonna edit all this together so it's just kind of a stream of thought. As a manager, as a manager, my biggest philosophy is communication, is service to our clientele, like making sure that we as a store are constantly helping and striving to be helpful. Communication is 100% my goal, as really anybody in retails probably is, but helping people find what they're looking for, helping people, you know, get what they want out of it. And I take that same exact approach to creativity. When I'm in the exchange, for example, I create some of our signage out on the floor where we have, you know, logos and different sections are being depicted. Can you not?
Hey, we're recording.
We're doing the thing.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah.
I'm, sign up.
Yeah, live audience, studio audience. But anyway. And I'm a creative problem solver. Basically, when I'm at work, I don't have access to a lot of expensive or fancy software. I'm kind of just left with these basic Windows 7 computers with Microsoft Paint already installed and pictures I can find on the internet. But, you know, I can make do, and I can make some pretty decent looking stuff with the limitations that I have. So what that could mean for you as a potential employer is basically, I could create something even in a pinch. I could create something without a lot of resources ahead of time. Give me a corner, back me into a corner, and I can thrive. I can create anything, pretty much. What else was I going to say? Well, you work in corporate America. What's something that would, like, sell me as, like, hey, I want to be your media manager. What should I say? Oh, I know. Well, just think, ask me an interview question. Ask me, like, pretend you're interviewing me for a job. What's
what's a situation that you, like, everything went bad, but you were able to strive and find a solution?
Okay, that's actually a good question. I've had things happen, you know, in the store. Well, I don't want to specifically. Wait, I know. Okay. So throughout my academic career, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs. I've had a lot of, you know, things where I, you know, education was hard to get through. I had a lot of different major changes. I couldn't quite decide on what I wanted to do. And, you know, I had to basically, like, quit some of it and stop doing things that I thought I really loved. And it, you know, it really shaped me, and my outlook on those things. But what I was able to do was because of that, I've taken so many different skill sets. You know, maybe it's not necessarily on a piece of paper that it says, you know, I did all those different things, but I've taken a wide variety of different educational courses, and I've learned a lot because of it. And I've been able to piece that all together and turn it into sort of a homebrewed, like, career path where, you know, like I said, I've been doing creative things since I was like 5 years old. If there's anything I've ever wanted to know, if there's anything I've ever not known how to do, I've been able to look it up, and I've been able to take that and what I've already established, you know, through learning through life, and then what I can find out there on the internet. Like, I can learn pretty much anything. I, you know, maybe traditional education wasn't exactly my, like, forte, but I put my mind to it, and I can exceed in any area that I want to. I know so many things, and if I don't know it, I learn it. And I've learned how to do that because of the different versatile things that I've, you know, because I failed so badly in my education at one point, I learned to pick myself up and say, well, it wasn't a complete failure. I still learned this. I still learned that. And I've taken that and applied it to myself and continued to, you know, learn and grow and apply that to my abilities as an artist, as a creative thinker. Do you have any other questions? That was actually really good.
If you want to, I have a Google Doc of the questions that I looked up before I went to my Schwab interview and I got the job.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to stop because I'm kind of in the, like, the flow. Do you have just off the top of your head, just some of them? Because I'm going to edit a lot of what I say. Like, it's not like I'm just... This isn't an interview so much as it's...
I would also cut out the part about being a failure.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to get some real feels out. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to remember what they asked me.
Because I know what I ask people, but...
What's one of your top accomplishments.
My top accomplishments.
Get this side. Get the other side.
Oh, is it wet?
You're very sweaty.
I'm very
sweaty. Get up by your hairline.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what's, like...
One of my biggest accomplishments.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of my biggest accomplishments is probably finishing that online, you know, Machinima movie. Like, we set out when we were younger to create this feature-length film made entirely in a video game. And it took us, like, a long time, because we were 15, you know, we didn't know what we were doing yet. And it took us a very long time to, like, get it into production and actually start making it. And it sort of was one of those things that, you know, as kids typically do, we lost interest, we moved on, we had bigger projects, everybody kind of grew up, went to school, went to college, moved away. I didn't talk to anybody anymore. But it was always something nagging me on the back of my mind, and it was always something I go, this is something I've always wanted to make, like, no matter what. I've always wanted to produce this. And being able to finish that, being able to say, hey, if you go online right now, I have a feature-length, like, movie that I wrote, that I directed, that I starred in, that I, you know, did most of the animation work for, that I helped model a lot of the 3D assets that we used to create it. And the fact that there were so many people who were so interested in it, so many people who, you know, the original video that we made back in the day, like, has garnered over 200,000 views and counting, and it's constantly growing every day. And then the one that I finally finished, it's well into the 10,000s. Just people who are into that, it's sort of niche, but the people who are into it, like, they really, really enjoyed it. And that's what gives me a lot of satisfaction with my creativity, is it's not so much... Obviously, I'm not saying that I'm only doing to please others, because that's not the point, but I like feedback. I like working with other people and taking it and giving them a product that they can appreciate and enjoy, and one that really just, like, hits home the exact idea we were trying to create in the first place. And so having been able to create something that, you know, as a younger person, I would have thought, I'll never get this done. That's impossible for me. Like, it's one of my greatest achievements to say that it's out there and that I made it, and I made it mostly with my own hands. Like, no, it's okay. I'll have a lot of it'll cut back and forth. I mean, this is only going to be like a minute. I'm only going to take the best stuff. You know what I mean? I kind of want to talk a little bit more about when I was a kid, because I want to kind of, like, sort of play off of the emotional angle a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I know it's the light makes it hot, but. It's okay. We're getting through. We're almost done. Literally, we're almost done. Let me think a few more things. When I'm at the exchange, a lot of the things I do as well is, you know, I've done a lot for them just at a store level, not just designing, you know, the signs, but also, like, even creating the art for the clapboard that we put outside. You know, and everybody just sort of assumes that that just sort of happens, but it's like, there's a process. You know, I draft it out, I put it on paper first, I get the proportions of the characters that I want to recreate correct on paper, and then I take it out to the sign, and, you know, and then that's a process that can take up to 2-3 hours sometimes just to get that, you know, board looking good. But the thing is, and at the end of the day, when it looks really nice, you know, we put it out on the Facebook and everybody gets to see it. And it's just a really nice feeling to know that people come in all the time and they compliment. Like, they'll walk in and they'll go, who drew that sign outside? I go, oh, that was me. And it's always a good feeling to be like, you know, hey, I did that. I made that. I guess that's the theme of this entire thing is, it's like, hey, I made that. Like, I put that down. I put that on paper. And if you hire me, I could make it for you too. So, trying to think if is there anything else I wanted to cover. When I was a kid making movies, I've been making movies since I was young. I've been creating since I was young. You know, the first computer I ever had, I used it to make stuff. I grabbed a microphone and I got, you know, video editing software from my uncle and, like, just went to town and made stuff. Like, and I didn't have anybody who wanted to do stuff with me at first. You know, I had a couple of friends who were kind of interested, but they couldn't be there all the time. So most of the time I would use my sister as an actor. And she, you know, she didn't like doing it. Well, no, you did, didn't you? Back then, as a kid.
Maybe as a kid.
You were into it. You looked up to me. Just kidding. But, you know, so I didn't have a lot of resources, but I was learning and I was creating. And, you know, some of those memories are the most cherished memories I have. Okay, so I guess I kind of think I have everything I want. I just want to have some closing stuff. Like, I kind of want to, like, look at the camera. Oh, my God. Okay, we are literally, I just want to, like.
My parts are probably in the audience.
That's okay. I can cut around it. So, you know, I've made YouTube, I've made commercials, I've helped design business cards, I've helped write Facebook posts. I'm a jack of all trades when it comes to creative stuff. And, you know, if you're interested in hiring me, that sounds too desperate. What can I say instead? Like, what's like a good way of wording that? Like,
my brand,
including my brand and your brand.
No, we'll brand it up. Like, my personal brand is I bring a lot to the table.
There you go. My personal brand is that I bring a lot to the table. I'm a creative problem solver. I can art my way out of any corner. And I've learned a lot just through a versatile experience in life. What else am I saying? I bring a lot to the table. I have a multitude of skills that have been 10, 15 years in the making. I've been doing it since I was literally able to move my hand on a mouse. Like, if you've seen a program on the computer to make art, I've touched it, I've used it, I've mastered it at some point in my life, just because it's what I've always wanted to do. And I kind of want to close with like my name. Like, I'm Scott Hollingsworth, and, you know, something like, not like a political ad, but you know what I mean, like, so that they remember my name, they go, oh, that's the guy that made the cool video. Like, do you know what I mean? What?
Yeah, I don't know what to say though.
Yeah, me neither. I've been thinking about that all day. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted to do up until that point. I'm Scott. I want to be like, if you hire me, but that sounds way too desperate and needy. Like, if you hire me, I could do stuff.
You could just say thanks for watching.
I could. But that's not what an interview would end with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is a video.
But it's supposed to be like, the way I'm going to produce it is it's supposed to look like a commercial, almost like an advertisement. Like, that's the idea.
Usually,
like,
usually they put at the end, like, they're like, Charles Schwab owed your model.
Like, yeah. But that's what I mean. So what's, like, not, I don't need a line per se, but what's, like, what's something I could say? What's,
I don't know.
Because obviously I'm not trying to brand myself as a brand.
Yeah.
I'm trying to brand myself as a person, so I don't really have a slogan.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I would say thanks for watching.
Maybe.
That's my you want to do one take of that?
Yeah, I'll do a take of that. And it's I'm Scott Hollingsworth, and thank you for watching.
I think it should be more friendly.
Oh, okay. Like,
Scott Hollingsworth, thanks for watching. Not like that corny.
Right, but yeah. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. Thank you for watching.
That was better.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep that as an idea. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. I'm a creative professional. I want to say, I love the phrase creative problem solver. I came up with that on my own. Like I'm a creative problem, because I am, because it's not so much like, I'm not going to take the necessarily the like, black and white approach, but I will find a way around the problem. You know what I mean? Like, I want to kind of like, I'm not necessarily a creative. I want to save the word creative for problem solver, but I'm a creative. I'm an artistic professional. Does that sound too goofy?
Yeah.
I'm a marketing professional.
I don't know, maybe.
I'm a media assistant. Because I technically am. Richie gave me that title, whether he realizes it or not. Like, I'm the media assistant. I'm a marketing I'm a marketable sounds. No. I'm a media professional. I'm a media assistant. I'm a marketing professional. And I'm a creative problem solver. And then that's kind of like, and then I could even go, thank you for watching. Like, I could cut to the thank you for, does that sound hokey?
I think so.
Well, it's kind of supposed to be.
Personally, I like my idea better.
Well, I have it on takes, you know, I'm just saying it's supposed to be kind of like a sort of, not necessarily too overly sentimental, but like sentimental enough that you go, oh, it's like a little docuseries. Like you're supposed to feel something at the end
and
go.
The way I see it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
Okay, no, yeah.
Like the Charles Schwab has a really good marketing team.
Okay.
And they do their commercials where they do like the inspirational music in the background, very low. And
yeah.
People talking different cuts of you, and I can see what we're doing.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. So you
and
get
at
that.
At the very end, I think you should say, "My name is Scott Hollingsworth," and it should cut to a white screen with your LinkedIn picture and your name and your contact
That's so
information.
Fucking
say,
perfect.
Thanks
for watching. Oh my god.
And then the audio cuts out, and then it has your contact info at the end.
Okay. Can I?
That's
well, that's perfect. Can I okay. still? Do you think it would be weird if I go, "I'm this, this, this. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. Thanks for watching."
I think that, yeah.
Do you think that'd be good?
If you put that in that order.
Okay, yeah. All right, let me, that's how I'm going to close it. That, see? You're going to, I'm going to get a job because of you. This is going to happen. All right. Okay. So what were they? Oh. I'm an artistic professional. What did I was, I'm a media manager.
I think you should say creative problem solver for last.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm a media manager. I'm a marketing professional. Right? Those were the things. All right, yeah. Okay. I'm a media manager, I'm a marketing professional, and I'm a creative problem solver. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. Thank you for watching. No, hang on, I gotta go, the pacing's wrong. I'm a media assistant, no. I'm a media manager. I forgot what the fuck. I forgot, all right. I'm a media manager. Okay. No, I know, I was thinking.
Oh.
I'm a media manager. I'm a marketing professional, and I'm a creative problem solver. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. Thanks for watching. What do you think?
Was that good?
Was that did that seem like sincere? Or do you want me to do it one more time? Should I get another take?
We should do it one more time, but I think also if we put, you know what music I'm talking about?
Yeah, the plinky plonks, like the
yeah.
Yeah, this see you're starting to pick up on what I had the idea
yeah.
for. So this is
I'm following.
Okay, you're starting to get it. Yeah, okay. All right. So what can I so how should I if you were this Charles if this was a Charles Schwab ad, what would I how should I say that makes it sound good?
I would say more of it like that one voice that you get sometimes you're like, you know, like I'm a creative professional. Like,
I'm a creative professional. Like something softer.
You, no,
like,
you sound too much like a news broadcaster right now.
Oh yeah, I
need
do
to
that.
Be more.
Hi.
That kind of.
I'm Scott. I'm just talking. How? What if I just talk sort of how I always talk? Like just
That's
kind
better.
Of with a downward inflection, but.
You sound a little sad.
A little sad, but maybe I can pull it up a little bit like this, somewhere around here. Does this sound
down
good?
Down a little bit more.
Down a little bit like this. I gotta
That's
add
still too sad.
Country time. If I drink my country time lemonade, oh boy, howdy, I'm coming down on you tonight. All right.
Ew.
Sorry, that was weird. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. I'm blah blah blah. I'm a media assistant.
Sorry.
I'm a media market. Oh my god. I'm a media manager. I'm a marketing professional, and I'm a creative problem solver. I'm Scott Hollingsworth. Thanks for watching.
That was good because
was
you
that
said,
it?
I'm Scott Hollingsworth.
Yeah! See? Good. You get it. This is what I want to do for a living. That's why I'm trying to make this a thing. So I can put this on a website and I can put a link to it on my LinkedIn and shit. And then when I apply for stuff, this is like my video resume is kind of what I'm doing. Because I don't really have a portfolio, but I can be like, hey, look, I made this anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I do kind of. Like, all right. I want to add one more thing about the vector arts. I didn't get to say that because I want to. The thing I made with the dogs, like that's I can show that.
Okay.
Be like, look, I made one.
I
want to make one for mom.
On the part where you talk about being a kid, I think you should put in just a really short thing of me and you with the lightsaber.
Oh, I'm going to.
Okay.
Oh, it's all part of the. See,
I was
it's.
Of that.
Oh, this ran out. Hang on. I mean,
I almost want to help you do this now.
By all means,
so
come
I
downstairs.
Can...
I'm going to edit this today. I want to have something.
I know, but I need to do some stuff.
I know. That's fair. I got to do some laundry too, I think. But, all right.
Well, can you edit it up here, or do you need your computer?
I need my computer to
okay.
do that, yeah.
All right.
Where was I?
23 minutes, so let's...
Oh, okay. Well, then I've got plenty to go for. Because, like I said, it's only supposed to be like a minute.
Yeah.
God, I just really hope the audio looks right. Whatever. We're going.
Check your forehead just to be safe. You're not too sweaty, but it's going to be
I know.
Sweatier.
Progressively sweatier. See, this is making movies, but. On a no budget. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, I wanted to talk about vector art. Yeah. One of the side projects that I've been working on is creating vector art for, you know, people and their pets. It's just kind of a little like project that we started mostly as a gift for one friend and then became sort of this, you know, big thing people are asking, you know, and this is I'm lying, by the way, but. It's true though. I am going to probably do this. This is just something that I, anyway,
people,
Okay, it's okay. Yeah. I know. I just meant to let you know, like, this isn't true. Like, this is... People have been coming up to me and saying... And people... I've been contacted by a lot of people, and, you know, it's... they like to see their pets immortalized in... It's like... But I've created a lot of art commercially valuable. Oh, my God. I know why that's what I want to say, but I don't want to say it in that many words. Like, it made money, even though it hasn't yet, but it might. Like, you know, I've turned art into a business before. Yeah, there we go. I've turned my art into a business before. I've created vector art of people's pets and different, you know, like cats, dogs, fish, lizards. And just little novelty items that people really, really enjoy and have, you know, I get a lot of great feedback. Everybody really loves their rendition of their animal. And, you know, it's just, it's really fun to like get to take something and make something as a business. Like, I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say is that for me, making things, producing this art, as my profession is all I've ever wanted to do. And I think I've said that like 6 times, so I'll edit this all down. But like making things is like my whole life, putting things together, creating the pictures, getting the colors just right, the line weight, the absolute detail of it. Like I love being hands-on. I love putting myself out there and saying, I want to make this. This thing doesn't exist. I want it to exist. I want to see it exist because to me, art and marketing and commercials and videos and all of those things, they're only as good as the ideas that you have about them. I'm the type of person who goes, that's a great idea. Let's put it on paper. No, that's not what... That's a great idea. Let's not just put it on paper. Let's go do it. Let's go make it right now.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Let's bring it to life.
You know that corporate bullshit. I'm the kind of person who I look at something and go, that's a great idea, but let's not just put it to paper. Let's not just put it on paper. Let's bring it to life. Let's go out there and do it. Let's make it today.
Own your tomorrow.
Own your tomorrow. Charleswap. Okay. All right. Okay. So I think I have enough.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get now, and this is goofy as shit, I kind of want to get just some what's called B-roll, which is just extra stuff. Of me like
laughing?
Smiling and laughing. Yeah. How did you know?
Because I know.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
I thought earlier when you were looking at me laughing, I thought that's what you were doing.
I kind of am. I'm keeping it too, because some of the genuine laughter looks way better than. So I mean, if you could say something that would make me laugh, like apparently I'm making myself laugh, so there's that. Because this is stuff I could just cut out the audio. It could just be like a still shot of like. Look, I did it on accident. Oh man, I'm so witty. God, please hire me. Please, I can't work at the exchange anymore. I can't take people's dirty DVDs no more.
You're starting to get red.
Oh no, I can't do that. Look, my hair was pink back then. I changed it to be more corporate America. No, that's not why. It's because of America. Okay, all right, I think that's enough.
I hope I can't see the towel in the video.
I positioned it. I don't think you can, but even if you can, it's whatever. Like, it's not the worst.
All right, are we done?
I think we are, yeah. Okay. Has this been recording? Hell yeah, it's been recording, dude!